I'm turning on my recorder, and it is May 13th, 2019, and it's a minute after 2 p.m., and this is the pre-hearing conference in OAH numbers 20190068 and 0069, the Russo Wind Project and the attendant transmission line. The hearing for this is June 17th, 2019 at 9 a.m. in Minot, North Dakota at the Sleep Inn. My understanding for this pre-hearing conference is the Public Service Commission had a meeting and encouraged pre-hearing conferences so that when we get to a hearing, we aren't surprised as to the length of the hearing. Is there any other reason besides talking about how long the hearing will last and about exhibits and witnesses and whatnot? Is there any other item I should add to the agenda? Mr. Pelham.
Yeah, Judge, I don't think so. I think you'll find that Ms. Smith and I have kind of laid a lot of the groundwork already in anticipation of this call. So unless Ms. Smith has something, I don't have anything.
Okay. No, I don't think I do either. I think we'll walk through it with the topics you've covered.
Okay. Does one of you just want to walk through it instead of me asking questions since you've talked to each other already?
Well, yeah, you know, Judge, this is Mr. Pelham here. I'll start off. You know, you're right. You summed it up. And look, not to toot Ms. Horn too much, but, you know, she really does a good job, I think, of from a procedural standpoint, everything in a row, ducks in a row in advance. So I don't know that the commission necessarily would have to do this if everyone did the same as Ms. Smith does. But I think that we've discussed getting exhibits filed in advance. We've discussed actually doing pre-filed testimony in this matter, Judge.
Okay.
And we've discussed a timeline for a PSC consultant and when the PSC consultant's report would be there, with the knowledge that this consultant would not be available to testify at the hearing on June 17th. Do we need to go through kind of the dates or on those?
Well, just to do the due diligence here, so is it, how long are you planning on the hearing to be? Is there going to be how many witnesses?
Sure, this is Ms. Smith. We right now are planning on four main witnesses. With doing pre-filed testimony, the intent is that we would have written documents that would be filed on May 29th in advance of the hearing. The written documents would be more the full gamut of topics that are typically covered orally at the hearing. But at the hearing, we would not read that into the record. Instead, we would summarize the key points through Q&A on direct, and then move to questions. The goal is twofold. First, to have something in writing that the commissioners can refer back to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that will be helpful to them. The second is that hopefully we will shorten our presentation so that we get to the questions of Mr. Pelham and staff and the commissioners and then move into public comment quicker. So that's the goal with that. Our four that we're filing pre-filed testimony for, we're not necessarily saying that's all that would testify. We will still have backup people, if you mm-hmm. want to think of it that way. So maybe technical experts in certain areas that assisted with different studies that if an issue comes up and the commission wants something more than our witnesses are able to address, we have those technical experts available to provide additional testimony. But at least the basics would be covered by these four witnesses.
Okay. I think that's what the PSC was getting at, so I'm glad to see that. Do you know of any organized opposition against this wind farm? Do you suspect that there will be a lot of public comment or have no idea, or what do you know about that, Ms. Smith?
Sure. so I would say I did ask about that last week, and they're not aware of any, Southern Power isn't aware of any organized opposition. They do have their permits now in Ward County, Brilliant Township, and McHenry County. So we will have, we're still waiting on the official version of the one from McHenry County, but we will provide the other two as hearing exhibits. And they've also gotten letters of support from Brilliant Township, Iota, Flats Township, and Greeley Township. So from what they're seeing quite a bit of support for the project and aren't aware of opposition, or at least it hasn't come out through those hearing processes.
Okay. Do you know of any organized opposition, Mr. Pelham?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I think in the meeting it was mentioned that if there was a group that did come forward as organized opposition, it'd be nice to have them as an intervener so that they could ask their questions and kind of preempt. It would be a more organized way, especially if they're organized, of dealing with questions than through 30, 40 people testifying from the audience. So if that does pop up, please send me an email, and so I can at least think about it a little bit on how we could get that person to be an intervener if they were an organized entity.
Sure.
Yeah. And
Judge, this is Zach again.
Yes.
The design, too, as far as the exhibits, would be very similar in nature as to what was done in the Aurora matter. Ms. Smith went ahead and filed, I believe, nearly all. There might have been one or two exhibits that were added at the day of the hearing, which is, of course, fine. Things come up, right? But those, it's my understanding, those would be filed, prior to the the hearing, so that they would be on the docket, available to everyone also to see, and would be numbered in such a way as it would be easy to have them numbered as official hearing exhibits at the hearing.
Okay.
Yes, we'll do the binders that we did before with the tabs, and then the index, and if we need to update the index, we will bring an updated index to hearing. We also plan to mark the pre-filed hearing, pre-filed testimony as exhibits.
Okay.
So when it comes in, it will have an exhibit number and can be, we'll have a spot for it in the binders, so it could be slipped into the binders, because the bulk of the exhibits will be filed this Friday, and then testimony will follow a little later, so they can just be added as it comes in.
Yeah, I think the PSC, from what I've heard, just doesn't like to have a major exhibits come in or left open until the end. You know, if there's placement of towers and all of a sudden they change a week before the hearing, and so they've looked at all the wrong maps. I think they don't like that, but yeah, I think they do understand that things change and that items do have to come in at the last minute. They had talked also about not wanting the binders delivered to them at the hearing because they bring theirs with, because they got them all marked up to ask questions. I know that I need a set for the official version of the record, so bring me a set, and whatever you do for them, I suppose you kind of do at your own risk, but they have said that they bring their own, and I know that Crotius, he looks at an iPad the whole time, and so if you're organizing them, from what you said, you're organizing them in a way that somebody on an iPad could follow them easier, you were saying, or you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
They will be, they'll be numbered, the index will be labeled, so if they're uploaded to the system, which they typically are before the hearing, you could easily pull up them. I and this might be something, Zach, that you'll want to talk with staff about, but last time they didn't want to list them actually as exhibits until they were admitted, but it would make it probably easier for Commissioner Crotius if they were listed as exhibits, even if they had to be stricken. The likelihood of them being stricken is not very high, so
yeah, it's pretty low.
Yeah.
I think if you put them in as, you know, maybe on the cover letter, you could just use some loose language, say proposed exhibits. and then when they're docketed, it's docketed under a letter that says proposed. At the hearing, then you'll move to admit. There's almost certainly not going to be an objection, and then they would be admitted.
Okay.
I think that that would be an appropriate way to do it.
I think that's how we did it in Aurora, too. So we'll proceed that way, and our intent would be to have a binder that is the official set that the witnesses can refer to, and then, Judge, you could have that as your official set. We'll also have a set available for the public, but we would not bring – we would file our 11 copies with the commission in advance. We'll send them out on Fridays. They'll get there Monday. And then we wouldn't bring ones for them again.
Okay.
For staff.
Okay. Did we cover it all? Mr. Powell?
One comment in speaking to Commissioner Crosius today, Molly. The summary, he was asking about the anticipated length. Now, this is one commissioner speaking, and this is the first time we've done pre-filed testimony with the commission on this type of case. Any idea on the anticipated length of the summary? Because from Commissioner Crosius's standpoint, less would be more. I can't speak, however, to the other two, and that's part of the process, I suppose. But I mean, I was thinking it wouldn't be much more than I was taking a stab at. I thought less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would say so. Our four witnesses are the project manager, the environmental lead manager, both in-house with Southern Power, and then the sound and shadow flicker experts who are with Burns & McDonnell. I think sound and shadow flicker will likely be covered very quickly. It just depends on what the timing of – I'm guessing that we will need to address Mr. Hessler's review of the sound, so that may take a little bit longer, but I do think the other one would be very short. The other two, I would take the approach I've taken in South Dakota, and I would say most of the time it's around 10 minutes would probably be appropriate. It's more of a holistic view of how, like for the environmental lead, the approach that was taken to citing the project, the
sure.
legal requirements that were reviewed, but the bulk of the specifics would be covered in the written work. So.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's good. And Molly, just so you know, I have not talked to Commissioner Crispin yet, but I don't anticipate any additional input on pre-filed. So
okay.
I think we're a go on the pre-filed. And I don't think that there's any reason. Well, I don't think – I know we're a go on the pre-file. I don't want to be equivocal here, but we're a go on the pre-file.
Good.
And I will tell you, too, that we will – there will be an updated sound report because there are two turbine models that are being added to the potential representative list. So they're rerunning sound and shadow flicker just to have those covered. And I – didn't have the ability to review the first one, so it's possible I may suggest some edits. So I would just say Mr. Hessler would want to look at the updated version before submitting his comments, just to make sure that I anticipate some of the things that he would ask about, so I'm going to try to take the step of including them in the report to
fair enough.
Hopefully not have to go through the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
Well, is there anything else that we need to discuss? I don't hear anyone, so I think I'll close this pre-hearing conference and note the correct time to be about 16 minutes after the hour of 2. Okay?
All right.
Well, you
Thank
all
you.
Take care, and I think this went smoothly, and I hope it results in a shorter hearing.
That's
okay.
Really, quite frankly, in everyone's interest.
Yeah.
For a lot of different reasons.
Exactly. I hear you. Okay.
All right.
Take
Thank
care.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.